guys. Welcome, hello. Welcome, welcome. I'm Josh.
And I'm Garrett.
And today, we are going to be probably just shooting the shit, but today's episode is brought to you by Sunday Scaries, as always. Get yourself some good CBD into your life. CBD is good for pain, inflammation, anxiety. It can help you sleep. There's a bunch of things that CBD can do to naturally benefit your life and make it a little better. So I suggest that you do it. If you are going to buy Sunday Scaries, you should use our code of SW25. Go ahead and place that order and save yourself some monies.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And also, if you guys want, go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and all the other stuff at Smoking With Pod. And then feel free to also go ahead and check us out over at smokingwith.com, where we update, basically, you know, shoot some relevant YouTube videos and all that. We got links, a bunch of fun stuff over there on the website. So go ahead and check that out, please.
Hell yeah. Go check out our site just for clout. Like, we made a website, guys. Like, aren't you proud of us?
Yeah.
We're getting more and more legit.
Yeah, and if you guys don't or can't already tell, we're back in the studio where we have quality. I mean, we're not on a Zoom call, so...
Yeah, we're back together again.
Josh, we are reunited. Josh is back in Washington from his trip to Oklahoma. How was the trip, Josh?
It was a trip. I love my Oklahomies. And you guys know that, but I don't know if I'm in love with Oklahoma, but, you know, that's okay.
Don't live there, so, I mean...
Right. So when I visit, I'm like, this is fine because I enjoy the people that I'm in relationship with out there, and I love watching a new, like, weed scene come online and, you know, watch it progress, and so it's really cool to from that aspect, right? So there's a lot of things I enjoy about being in Oklahoma, but as far as the state goes, man, like, I wouldn't consider myself a very outdoorsy person for Washington standards, but the second that you go to a place that has, like, no outdoors, then you're like, oh shit, dude, like, where are the trees, where are the mountains,
right?
I can't, like, walk down a trail, like, what what's happening here?
It's just like that.
And you start, like, hyperventilating. You're like, oh god, I can see all the way across the state.
Yeah. One of those where you just don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And then you're there and it's windy all the time. And yeah. But again, good food, good people. You should at least visit. I brought back Garrett a bunch of goodies of weed. We're going to smoke some of that Maneater that we smoked on the last episode, but he can actually try it for himself.
Yeah,
what you sparking on right there?
Sparking on.
Sparking up.
What am smoking I sparking on?
Smash Bang Fusion.
This is, let me check the levels real quick because I feel like I'm like clipping out. There. I think we're better.
No, you're still. Oh man, me too. Fuck.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, now I feel a little too diminished.
A little too. Well, I heard that these little like podcast things actually stop you from clipping too bad. So.
Well.
I think we'll be okay. All right. We love you guys. Thank you for the technical difficulty patience. Anyways. What's that classic over there that's on fire, Garrett?
This is Gak Melon, and generally, you know how I do. I always bring the PJ in.
PJ.
Just because I always have access to it, right? It's easy. This is Gak Melon. This is one of part of a Pheno run that we did, and it's one that didn't quite meet the mark as far as like something we're not going to move forward with, but it was interesting enough to smoke it, I guess. It's very mild, so I wanted to start out the episode with it so that way we're not too stupid.
I'm about it,
but yeah.
What's the cross on that? Obviously Gak Smack or whatever. Yeah, right. Max Gak.
No. So Gak has this like lineage of it's like one of those like legendary mystery strains where nobody really knows. It's kind of like a ChemDog story, right?
Seeds, and then it just like crushed it.
And then it was just crazy good, but like Gak never made it to like popularity. So what happened is eventually it kind of got lost, and then people had crosses of it, I guess, and so people have been trying to get that like true Gak
back
exactly. And then there's this guy named Shiloh and another guy named who knows. It's two dudes, and each of them had what they thought was the cuts of Gak. And so they smashed him into things trying to get that like true Gak back. And turns out that, I don't know, it's still up in the air. Yeah, they just so have just like bickering battle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Of no, I have the real Gak. No, I have the real Gak. So like everyone's like, oh, who's got the real Gak kind of thing. And so this is one of the crosses that, you know,
it should just be called Gak's back.
Well, that's what like Max Gak is apparently a Gak cross to Gak. It's like a self Gak.
Hmm.
But I don't know how they do that if you don't have the true Gak. So,
again, I'm not sure that this is the right way to do it, but I was hearing a podcast. They had a breeder on. Again, I don't remember this guy's name, so I don't know how seriously this to take this information. But what he was saying when they have to go try to find these lost strains is if they can find the parentage or what they believe is the parentage, they'll take that strain and they'll start making babies with the cross of whatever the most strongest genetics of whatever they do have in existence and pheno hunt that way. But again, I don't know if that's really how you're supposed to do it, but it sounds like it sounds good, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the thing is with a mystery strain like Gak is like, you don't know necessarily what the parents is. So you're just kind of guessing. And so that's why they're trying with these like crosses, essentially, is to try and pull that Gak-ness back, because it's just supposed to be the super chemy, like GMO-esque, but like more chem, less funk. It's just supposed to be this crazy, you know. But this Gak melon is it's Gak crossed to a watermelon Skittles.
Ooh, Skittles.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Actually, funny talking about Skittles. What we have planned for you guys to talk about, we'll talk about it later, but I just want to kind of throw it out there that, you know, there is that, what was it, Mars Wrigley lawsuit that's going on with the whole Skittles. Oh, yeah, dude. We'll get into it later. I don't want to get into it right now because I want to save that.
I'm getting ready to ask 1,000 questions.
I want to save that for later on in the episode.
How long into the cure is this?
So this is from room 5. And so we've harvested room 6, 1, 2 and 3, so that's 40 days roughly.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's pretty much as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah.
It's a little rush, like a little rough.
Yeah, it's meh.
I don't mind the flavor. I think it it's, you know, it's decent.
And also my bosses are working really hard because they're starting to realize that drying and curing is almost as important as growing it.
It's more important.
Right. Because then you have this product and then you just fuck it all up. You just wasted time and you wasted money.
It is more important.
So they're coming to realize that, you know, this is something that, you know, we need to pay really close attention to. And they're just starting this now. So, you know, 40 days after this one. So this has been done cured in a jar or in a bin, rather. And so hopefully moving forward, we'll get better and better at that. But we've had problems with stuff like we put it up there, like our biscotti cake just molded because it was just really wet. It liked to sit really wet, didn't have a ton of airflow. Their sensors were basically those little cube sensors that we put in our jars at home. Those are really shitty Amazon ones that are like $1 for 10.
The stick ones that you like touch things with.
Yeah. So they upgraded finally from those because they had those and they just had them at the end of the row. It was like honestly like a basic ass like setup, and they were just trusting that the sensor that was talking to our main computer system called the SCADA was, you know, giving us correct information. But the thing with that sensor is it was only set in one part of the room, so you can't just delineate. You can't just be like, oh yeah, this room is set to this and it's at that. No, it's at that in that corner
of
the room.
It's like having a thermostat in the middle of the house and then being like, wow, why is it so hot in this room? And then you go look at the thermostat that's like downstairs in the basement and you're like, well, it says it's 60.
Right. And it's reading it there in the basement.
Yeah,
it's
like, exactly.
A little more extreme in that case, but yeah, it's similar, right? Yeah, if you draw a comparison, that would be a comparison.
I was trying to give you guys a very kindergarten-esque view on what that's like, because depending on the temperature, humidity is going to sit in different places. And yeah, it's just, it is. And I'm not saying this from a standpoint of like, I'm the master curer. Cause no, I'm not. I'm just, we've fucked up enough curing runs to know that it is hard. And you could absolutely give all the love and attention to your plants that it needs and grow these really awesome looking plants and then fuck it up in the cure, right? Like just destroy it. And you're like, no, it smells so good. It looks so good. And now it looks like hay and smells like hay.
Yep. So the correction now is I think they're going to overcorrect, which is good because I don't think overcorrection is necessarily possible in cure. If you do the most, like you're gonna have a good time. So they bought a bunch of sensors to put right next to the bud. And they were talking about how basically you can't treat all plants. You can't dry and cure them all the same, right? Like they are particular. Like some of them will come in drier just because that's the way they grow. They utilize their water, or they drink less. They're not getting watered as much. All these different things, right? There's just less moisture overall in that stem or the bud.
Yes.
And we have these two very similar strains as far as growth and water uptake, which is biscotti cake and ice cream cake. And that's exactly what happened in this room, is the ice cream cake was perfectly fine, but we'd never fully grown out biscotti cake. So they didn't know what to expect going into it. So they realized that it was just extra wet, started to mold, and there was nothing we could do at that point, right? Like,
blast it.
Pretty much. A lot of it was savable, but I would say like maybe... you know, a lot of it, 50% of it probably didn't, you know, make it.
R.I.P.
Yeah. But at least, you know, now they know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
we're on the path to correction, but it's just, yeah, it's something that you can't overlook. Like curing, you could like fuck up the best weed in the world if you don't cure it right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, 100%. And then another thing, you could take some really like just basic ass weed and you can hit it with the Cure Master and have it smell like just straight fire, you know? Like, if there's got some terpenes in there and you're curing it correctly, it can then turn out pretty good.
And that's a kind of fucked up thing as far as, like, our pheno hunts go, is, like, if we didn't cure those phenos correctly, I mean, we probably lost multiple unicorns already because it didn't cure out and we just probably, you know, smoked it and we're like, oh, that doesn't taste good, you know, and on to the next one. And truth be told, it smelled really good in flower, and then all of a sudden it just like none of that translation.
Yeah,
it's like,
what was that strange something tree that we smoked from you guys?
Royalty tree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it wasn't that one, like that, like where it like it smelled decent, but when we smoked it just like didn't translate well.
I don't remember. Maybe, could be, I don't know. Why don't you guys, listeners out there, go find that episode?
Us. Let us know. But I'm pretty sure we talked about that, and I think that was the one that was like that. It was like,
I know we've smoked royalty trees, but I don't remember what the final result of that was.
I just remember smoking royalty trees under the premise that it was Max Gack for the first time.
Right. Yes. Exactly. I remember that.
I remember being like, oh, this is Max Gack, and then being V disappointed, and then finding out it was royalty trees and being a little relieved that it wasn't the Max Gack. And I was like, oh, okay, well, at least it wasn't Max Gack.
Right.
That's the only thing that sticks in my memory.
Exactly. That's why, I remember that we've smoked it, but I do not remember how we felt about it, other than it wasn't very good. The one main one that always sticks out in my mind is the macaroni. And I think we've smoked that together. Mm-hmm. But... just a prime example of something that smells really, really good even after it's cured, right? Like you break it open, it smells good, but then no flavor. It's just like, fuck, man, like what went wrong?
Is there any GMO and cheese strains that cross?
I don't know, but if there was, I'd probably throw up by smelling it. Like that would be raunch, I feel like. I mean, in a good way, right? Yeah. Like I'd just be like, oh man, that's
give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. I need to smoke it right now.
The one and only time I'd be like, oh man, I gagged. That's some good shit.
Yeah, I need that. Oh man. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm surprised that there isn't, actually, because I feel like cheese strains have these really chonky buds, and GMO can be a little, I mean, it's cookies, so it's got a little smaller, tighter nug. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should invent GMO cheese.
I'm down. I don't know how we're gonna get an OG lineage of GMO anymore, but Let me try.
The one I'd be worried about is like an OG cheese.
I think it would be easier. How often do you see cheese? Well, because cheese doesn't have as much clout behind it, you're going to find less fakes of the cheese. So whatever cheese that you do find, I'm sure it will be more solid than like whatever GMO. You know, like everyone's probably growing a GMO right now. And there's probably 1,001 like bootleg breeders that are like, yep, I got GMO, blah, 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 OG cut.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'd personally be more worried about the cheese just because it's such an older strain. It's like if somebody actually doesn't have their hands on it.
It has to be just cheese, right? Like I would take triple cheese, LA cheese. What was it? Goat's cheese is like the.
I don't know.
But triple cheese is a good one, and that's newer.
I just don't see a lot of cheese, at least in our market.
No, like, yeah, definitely not.
Like, it's kind of out. What would you call that if you had a GMO cheese cross? You have a name for it yet?
Maybe just, like, barf.
Just all capitals, B-A-R-F.
Yeah, yeah. Barf.
No, yeah. But yeah, you just...
And people would get it, hand over foot.
I think...
Or like, armpit OG.
No, don't put OG on it. That's such a trope.
Well, I would grow it with ocean-grown genetics.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I think barf, but you gotta make it look like an acronym. Like yeah. It's B period A period mm-hmm. R period F period. Mm-hmm. And people are like, what's that stand for? It's like, open it, smell it, and then tell me what that stands for.
Yeah.
Are you trying to think of something?
We would have to put another name at the end of it, like
OG.
Because I was like you could do like badass, raunchy, fucking.
Oh. You just call it barf.